Ring.
Ring of it.
What is it?
No, the lapel. It should be actually closer to your head.
What is?
Yeah, that's a bit better.
Sucks.
somebody. one of your rival
group.
Who wants to go somewhere?
Sorry.
Where?
No.
Was that
an answer? No, it's just somewhere. No. No.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, right, this one. Okay.
Have you changed the...
I did. I was trying to... I didn't have privileges to get in to update your file.
Yeah.
I actually meant to send the email and then I just didn't get it.
No, when you said it at the beginning, I thought, must check the read write and then
yeah, because I forget mine as well, and it's just like, you know, every time I put something in there. That was the main thing. So as soon as that's in, it'll be ready. I was making a couple of little changes as well, so those will be able to play with. Still working on the, trying to get the topics and summary search implemented as well. So that's sort of tonight. Other than that, it's sort of come along. Getting a better feel for all these night objects. It's just seems a little chaos. It's like if you're going to use this stuff later on in your life, then you spend the time to invest and learn all about them. But it's like, what's the minimum I can get away with? What we need. So it's like, I don't know. Unless I want to do something with this in the future.
There is a file in the directory called Disful.
I saw that, and I'm just trying to remember if I did create it.
I was
trying some stuff a couple weeks ago, so that may be mine.
Doesn't have anything in it.
Oh, really?
But it does. Okay. It has about 3 lines of XML. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because yeah, I saw it again today. I was just like,
what's
that? Yeah, I think it was me. But yeah, that was.
Remove that just
sure.
It just seems to be occupied space, so it doesn't matter.
Give you false impressions of what's happening. Something's going on.
I had lots of stuff in there yesterday.
Yeah.
Loads of stuff.
All those objects.
They live there, but I had even more stuff there yesterday. I was unzipping all these kind of crazy huge things that were in locks. I needed them. They were for this, though. It's all right.
How's our quarter on that? What did you actually do? How much we have?
It's huge.
Yeah, okay. So we probably won't have to worry about it.
Should run the IR.
It's about 8 gigs on this. So yeah.
Okay.
It's just much bigger than all of our home.
How's everything else gone?
Has anyone had time to play with it?
Yeah, I had a play with it yesterday.
Any comments?
No, it was good, really. Yeah, that was it. It generated a lot of exceptions in the background.
Actually,
it didn't cause any problems, but it just...
Do we want to keep that? Like, are we keeping that, how that happens? It just prints everything out in the shell as well, like, as it does everything, and just kind of... I guess that's its default behavior
might
anyway,
as well,
so it's just
kind of...
doesn't really do anything,
yeah.
So... Okay.
The thing is that, yeah, there is, as I said a while ago, there is still this one error, which is a bug in NXT. That always generates these. I think when you left-click or right-click or something, I can't remember now. But if it's a real error, then it stops, so you can't.
Oh, yeah, I didn't discover any of those, yeah.
Okay.
I did have a list.
Good thing.
Good.
I followed it to see if it breaks. It didn't break too. I didn't play that long, but it seemed alright, didn't it? And the startup screen looks quite good. Looks alright.
Yeah.
I was more or less just playing with the things that I had to do directly with what I was doing, so I didn't take it for a full test drive yet, but you can do that.
Yeah,
right,
we
did. Right.
Is there any comments you have about just like wording and some sort of minor things?
No, it's all right. The only thing is it's not. Startup screen is not too pretty.
A lot of this Java stuff is
at the moment as well. The whole windows that pop up are not pretty at all. But I would make them a bit nicer if I had more time. But at the moment, it doesn't look like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, it's not the top priority.
If you change your window manager, it might look a little bit nicer.
Yeah, I think it'd look better on Windows as well.
Because
Java uses the native Windows, doesn't it? So.
Actually, can we run it on Windows?
But that took me so long to do this bloody start.
Nasty.
So I'm quite glad that it looks, not nice on one run and all this kind of.
Were you using like a GUI builder or just all from?
No,
board?
This is just yeah.
Okay, and that's.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Well, the speed characterization is finished.
Right. Okay.
I haven't updated all those object files yet though, because it takes ages on these computers. So it's faster for some bizarre reason. If I log in at home and then run the code, it runs it much faster than if I do it here. But it's quite long to sit in the lab and wait half an hour.
Can you connect to your home machine from here and then start it from there?
No,
I've done stuff like that before.
It really speed it up.
Yeah, I started using your the speaker. I don't know if you've seen that.
I saw that.
Yeah.
So it tells you what speakers are in which meeting, and then you can see which topics. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But it's good. Your stuff is really good. It's got a good interface and easy to use. Nice.
Yeah. The dialogue apps are all done. And they're quite amusing, some of them. But the thing, what I wanted to talk about the dialogue bets was there are some that occur all the time that are just, and I don't know how interesting there are. So the first one statement is that it will, I've removed it because it was like everything is prefixed by statement. Every single dialogue bet starts with statement.
Right.
And so everybody's top dialogue bet statement.
Well, we'll
include that in. So I got rid of that. And then everybody, the next one seems to mostly be back channel. Well, I don't know what that means. Who knows
what was it?
Back channel.
It's when they say, yeah.
Is that what that means? Oh, we'll keep that then. And then the other.
I don't know.
Well,
that's very
it's kind of boring. Yeah, exactly.
It's very.
Yeah. Some people don't know. There are some people who don't do that. Actually, yeah, you can see that they don't do that. And it's the bottom of their list.
They're asleep, I think.
And, some people have, and acknowledgement is a big one that comes up all the time. Yes, no questions. What else?
So which suggest? Maybe you can suggest a few that which would be interesting to list, like three or four.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I wanted to know whether or not we, because at the moment you can get. There's a method that will just give you the top five for or the top X. You give it a number,
mm-hmm.
and it will give you the top whatever for each person, and then each meeting knows about all the different dialogue acts for each person in the meeting. And the amount that occurred, and we'll give you that in top order as well, or we'll give you, or you can just search for each specific dialogue act. But you have to search on in B's and K's rather than real words. I don't know, but I can change that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what we want to display. That's what I'm asking you. Really.
Or, I don't know if we have like a choice, so they can filter those out. The top most common, just say okay, well, show all or show.
All the
lot,
all the like 25.
But
dialogues.
I mean, do we care if
I don't know.
Why
that doesn't really matter.
I think
if
it'd be difficult.
Filter these out.
But it would be difficult if in the speaker characterization window we had a heading, top five dialogue acts, and then a little brackets, but they're not actually the top five, but top five minus the most common ones, which are
They're boring.
I think we should have the global top five. Because each speaker's got a top whatever, and so just say one of the boxes just explains, says this is my top five dialogue apps.
For the speaker. Yeah.
And then in the meeting you have, what you could either have the most commonly occurring ones, or you could have a list of each speaker's top dialogue apps.
Yeah.
either of those would do, but it would start to take up a lot of space.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Well, you could have, no, you don't need that. So, because it's a speaker window, the speaker character organization
exactly,
window comes
yeah.
up. So, you've got the global one there, and then here you can just have the top five in this meeting.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the top five in that meeting, in global,
yeah,
top
yeah,
five this meeting,
yeah.
and then the rest is
yeah.
obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, just do top five, both local and global, and then have another. But then we want a selection of three or four maybe interesting ones,
okay.
and then.
Some often the interesting ones don't occur. Things like joke don't occur very often. Well, they do sometimes, but they're not that common. One guy has top five joke. One of them's joke is in undergrad. That's why.
You follow those up.
Yeah. This is good for browsing now. It's perfect. I mean, that's sort of yes. exactly what you want to do. And look at these things.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's what speaker characterization gives you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who's the one?
I'm all interested in this guy because he seems to be funny. Give me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take him to the next joke.
Yeah. That would be quite good.
So is this percentage then? If you say like. Joke for this speaker is percentage, I don't know, 20.
Yeah.
Is that the what percentage of his speech is joke, or
what percentage
of
the dialogue acts that he makes are
jokes
in the meeting
yeah.
and globally separately?
Yeah.
So once globally.
Okay.
Yeah. I think most things are coded with the dialogue act. A lot of them are coded with Z, which means no label, so I just ignored that as well.
Yeah.
It's just boring. And statement, which is boring. And also the other thing that they have is if somebody quotes something, so if I quote a joke to you, they separate that, so they put the dialogue act, and then they put a colon, and they put that, so I just ignored any quoting material, because it's
yeah.
kind of
okay.
weird.
Yeah. What's not a real joke anyways?
Yeah, yeah, somebody else's joke, so yeah. You have to be original about your material.
Yeah.
yeah,
I mean, just keep it simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting. So that's sort of implemented now, or is that
yeah,
the first
that's
part? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I just finished the marks and pops, I can't remember. But I think it's pretty much complete.
Okay.
So I'll do that tonight, just put it up there so
mm-hmm.
you can start using that.
And when apt.9l will just recompile the M browser and then just get that.
You will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so it uses my part as well.
Yeah.
The M search. Actually, do we have like naming convention for our source files? Just prefix them with an M? And
yeah, I was thinking that. It sort of turned out that way,
yeah.
didn't it?
Yeah, well, that's sort of what I was doing. Like for your stuff, do you have?
No, I just know it's called meeting and speaker.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can change it if you want.
It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah.
No, I'm just curious.
Oh,
think about future stuff, maybe.
You could put it in a package.
Yeah, that's true, too.
If you've got it.
Doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't seem to make any difference. I've never ever used Java packages. It doesn't really make any
difference. Yeah.
Okay. It's in the same directory it works, so sorry.
Okay.
I have one little question that I reckon should have a little icon on the browser.
You can double click on it.
Well, no.
Oh,
I
know.
Yeah, the top left. And then they've got an X, which is, NXT, and it's sort of a bit cheeky to use that.
Yeah, it wouldn't have something else. Just buy a little Microsoft GIF like that.
Yeah, right.
No.
Oh,
okay. Something original. That would be some jobs. The only thing I could think of was an M.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But
same
thing. You have a big yellow one, maybe?
No. Where have
right.
I seen that before?
You'd be sued for that, right?
Super size meeting browser.
Yeah.
Just probably basic, just text font and just something nice, something
yeah.
solid, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
I mean, it's tiny, so we can't really put more than one character, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Or sort of simple.
Anybody have any artistic talent? No.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
MSCs in informatics and we
can't. It's possible. Some people are balanced. Some people are yeah. some balanced people. Maybe I'll check, see if I can find any more.
Well, if you find anything, then send it to me.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll make up something.
How do you add that to the to the Java program? Is it just basic?
I'm not
little?
Sure, I think.
Okay.
It's really easy. You do it in one of the whatever the main window is. You do set GIF or some set
oh.
picture
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know how to how
so just
to
in
put
the
it there.
Okay. Okay.
I'll
right.
have to import it somehow. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you just give it a file name.
Yeah.
Oh, so it'll do the automatic scrunching down.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Just
oh, cool.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
So
we have to remember to include that in our evaluation. How did the GIF improve your browsing?
Yes!
I know it's a distinctive experience, I guess.
Oh, yes.
It could even have some sound when it comes on. You go, welcome to the meeting.
Can we get sound on these machines?
No.
Actually, have you ever managed? Oh, yeah, you must have. Yeah, got play any sort of music on the dice machines?
No.
Right? Okay.
No, but I think if you put headphones in, it'll just play it. Just
oh, right, right. I'll have them on the front, too. Yeah,
if the sound card is registered to your main, which it usually is not,
okay, right.
And then you have to reboot, and sometimes it still doesn't work.
Right.
Sometimes it works, yes.
I guess that's why we have a separate speech lab.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of audio. Okay. Okay, well, this looks good.
Yeah. I'm running some troubles with the indexing, but found another package instead of writing it from scratch, because, well, I don't know, just now, but I haven't run it much, but we'll see what happens in the next few days.
And we're going to be trying to get the output from that, and I don't know, still haven't found out if it's feasible to open up more than one.
Yeah,
well, as many knob objects as we can for each meeting to do. Like, we were going to, like, figure that the ranking did make sense, like, to be looking through the highest ranked ones first. So if we are going to look through only five, and I'll just pick the top five to do the search, and since that's probably what we're looking for anyways. So.
I can try that.
I still can't make it run TNT from Jordan.
Are you serious? Maybe I'll try.
Yeah, you try. If you can make it work, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll try.
Yeah, I'd be surprised because I'm bad at Java.
Yeah, I didn't expect this course to be so much of a job.
Yeah,
it's
just
feels like
it's a job.
It's a Java course. More than anything else. It's just like
practical Java.
In fact, it's an NXT package.
Yeah.
Cool.
How do you guys find the documentation for NXT?
Rubbish.
Yeah,
okay. That's my.
I mean, sometimes
well.
They have methods that don't have any explanation to them at all.
Yeah.
So
I
think
you're
it
just
was
like, right, I'll try this then and see
that's
what
it does.
Yeah.
And it was plainly generated by going to generate java.com and just went and they never bought to it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's still, I guess, research platform.
Yeah. It's good to know what methods are there.
Yeah.
Without having to look at the source code.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I'm just curious.
So
did we have a date for when we actually want the system done?
Friday?
Today, wasn't it?
I thought we
changed it to Friday.
I thought we changed it to the 10th or something. Because the thing is, I mean, we can keep working on little things. You know, and just, oh, well, we should do this, should do this, should do this. So I don't know. Do we want to set an actual hard deadline, or
yeah,
like, when exactly were we going to start the evaluation?
Well, that's the problem because Steve hasn't given us any details.
Okay. Well, I guess we can still come up with like test cases or whatever for the people and just come up with scenarios.
That's true.
That sort of thing. I mean, that's fairly straightforward.
I'm sure
we could
do that in like a meeting.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Just
them.
Brainstorm, yeah.
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 The thing is, yeah, we had the deadline as Friday, but we won't be able to do any evaluation during the weekend anyway.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think we could set Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that
would
give us the whole weekend.
Yeah,
that's
Friday.
To work on it as well. Yeah. I've got my DNLG presentation on Monday.
It's too much now. But yeah, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try and do
yeah,
Monday. I mean, we could. Should we meet up Monday? Or.
We'll probably have to talk to Steve at some point as well, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll probably just have a regular Tuesday meeting with him. Like, we could send him an email, but I don't know if he's around.
Yeah.
He's not around this week, is he?
I don't know.
I think that's why we didn't have the meeting.
Maybe it's just today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Send him an email, it'll be regular email.
Yeah, that's true. Although, do we really want the answer?
Yeah.
So if we don't ask, we can push
it
off.
Exactly, yeah. At the end we'll say, you never gave us any test subjects.
Yeah.
What, so he's supposed to give us test subjects?
Well, sort of, that's how I understand.
He said he would try.
He would make something up.
Okay.
Find some people. That's how I understood it.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is,
because we're going to make an email on our MSC.
Right, we're looking for volunteers.
Yes.
I think if we don't get anything from him, then we should just do our friends, basically.
Yeah, if they have time. Start finding people.
Well, they're going to use
Well, they're
us.
Friends.
They're going to
use
us.
Yeah,
like
I know.
Perception projects and things like that.
Yeah,
so
that's
probably
true.
Take on, so
yeah, that's
anything
true.
Anything we have now.
Yeah.
We need to use each other.
Yeah, actually, some other friends of mine in different programs might be more willing, have more of a break. So that might be an idea. Get a range of types of people as well, like not like
maybe,
highly computer, like not
they will be,
Linux literate. Too.
They'll have to be,
yeah. I think that might be good as well.
Mm.
Set a wider range
so
of people.
So, how many people do we get trying?
I'm just thinking like 3 or 4 maybe.
Yeah.
That would be a good.
Really?
Yeah,
I was thinking
of
like 10.
No,
it'll take forever. And then you've got to analyze the results.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Like,
no,
the thing,
no,
like, did an ETI course a while ago, and it's just, that's what these, there's 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. And that was fine. Then you can do a massive amount of analysis on 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How
we don't want
to.
How
can you get a range of people if you have 3?
Yeah, one computer scientist,
one art student,
and one dude off the street.
Yeah,
one's
supposed to be a woman, one's supposed to be a man, and one
physical
man.
Maybe we should just have 2.
Yeah. But yeah, if he finds them, then that's cool. If she finds the people.
Another thing. We have the presentation on like in 1.5 weeks or something, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or nearly 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's
Tuesday.
Oh, it's
two.
Yeah,
two,
it's
2 weeks
then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have to have done the evaluation by then?
Yeah.
I think so.
I thought evaluation maybe for the report. So and that's during the 25th. 25th is
it?
That's what
I
understood.
No, it's
the 24th.
Yeah, so it's not.
I thought he said 25th, even though it's Good Friday.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not Good
Friday.
Friday.
Oh yeah, Easter too.
Wow,
yeah.
It's not a Good Friday.
No.
No.
Well, it wasn't originally either. So.
Well, I'm sure on the website it says Thursday.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that gives us 2 days to do the evaluation. No evaluation.
No, okay.
Well, you know, the question is, do we need the evaluation for the presentation?
I didn't think so necessarily. I wouldn't assume, but we should ask him.
We should definitely ask him. Because if not, then
we should try and have it done by then anyway. I think otherwise we'll start getting
That's probably
quite a lot.
It's a good target.
Well,
it's a good
might be right.
We should aim to be finished by Monday, this Monday coming. Basically for Tuesday. Start the evaluation pretty much straight away, and then
because we need to write a presentation as well.
We have to write the report and everything.
It's funny. It's just funny that have it finished by Monday, because after Monday I'm pretty much free for about a week or so.
Exactly.
It's,
exactly.
It's like
funny.
If we had
a
bit more time.
Yeah. Well, I'm not free after this Monday, but I'm free
Oh, the next one. Okay. So yeah, I'm free after this Monday.
Well,
what
is
it?
That's easy compared to. I mean, I'm not even worried.
Because
about
I don't have anything
after
the 18th.
And you must have your research
proposal. Well, that's in on the 18th.
Is that in on the 18th?
Didn't know that.
Yes.
How's yours?
Not that at all. Yeah.
So.
Timeline we put in 25th, and that's
okay.
Friday.
Maybe that was us then, not him.
Yeah, I'm just That's why I'm trying to find this.
Yeah, Thursday 24th. Deadline for submission.
I'm having a big party on the 24th, so.
Well, now you can.
End of lectures.
Yeah.
So
24th, so.
Anyone fancy writing in an email?
Oh, it's actually 24th.
Just to ask whether we need to have the evaluation done for the demonstration, or?
That, yeah, and.
We should have it done anyways, okay, well, so. Hopefully.
But it's still important.
Is that a part of the demonstration, do they want that information, the evaluation?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we need to know that anyway to prepare a presentation, I suppose.
Right.
And, what was the other one? Basically, how's it going with your evaluation? The volume.
Oh, right.
Have you got people yet for us, or what are you thinking, and when?
Did he say anything about, like, what he expects of the final report and stuff? Like,
no.
A few little things, just made some comments at the last meeting, just general, like, how it all integrates, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff.
Do we know,
yeah.
Did he ever say how long it was supposed to be?
No. I'd expect somewhere 10 to 15 pages.
Mm. I mean, how long were...
Although it's 50% of the mark, I think, isn't it?
But we can write a lot. I mean, I think we should write everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we have a bit of time.
Because this, I mean,
good.
We have interim report of 7 pages. And that's, we could...
7 pages?
Yeah. We could probably just expand that. I mean, a lot of it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah. Just to fine-tune and detailed.
Yeah. And then, I mean, write about the evaluation.
Yeah,
well, that's going to be quite.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, that could easily be like 5 or 6 pages.
I don't think.
Yeah, sure.
It's just going to be.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So, do you want to write me an email then?
Sure.
And when I get home today, which will be. Before 6:30, I will make that file readable, writable.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. No, no big rush.
Well, I will.
Although just to get it out of the way, so I'm not sure I remember to do that tomorrow.
Well, I will need your snippets of code, or it'd be good if I had them by tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask. At the moment, your search window, how's it organized?
Just basic, pretty much like the interim. Do you want to have the interim stuff? Just sort of like Google type thing, and just.
At the beginning, when you haven't searched yet, is it still divided into two, and the bottom half is just just empty?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as these come up, we'll just pop them in there.
And then, if you double click on one.
It doesn't do anything yet.
Okay.
Like that's the other big part. I mean, how to get that communication between the two different kinds of windows.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if we have different things in here, like transcripts versus summaries versus topics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was why I was sort of deciding to get the three panes in there instead of just the one. Yeah. So there's a couple of those little things.
The icon,
yeah, exactly. Beautiful. Yeah, and makes more sense.
Yeah, maybe you want to do one left click highlights the result in whatever you've got open.
Okay. Is that how it works in the other ones? In like the other windows, like
in
the various like
yeah.
If we're in the topic or
usually one left click it's highlights it, cross highlights everything. I think. Yeah.
If you have like a particular window that you want me to mimic its behavior, then like just find it in the program and just say, okay, just have this one does it. So if it's like the topic window or the whatever.
Well, it's difficult because.
So I can just sort of trace back and figure out what objects they are bring them into here.
No, it's difficult. Because the transcription window does cross highlighting. in a very awkward way.
Hmm.
Because it has to find the topic first.
Okay.
That was a pain. And when you right click on a topic, it pops open the list of meetings that contain that topic. And that works when you left double click on a topic, on a meeting, sorry, then it loads it.
Okay.
So you could take that for loading.
Okay.
So if we have that the same on this one, that is that you if you double left click then it loads.
So one left click just highlights?
Highlights, yeah, I mean, obviously highlights whatever you've clicked on here.
Oh, just the item.
But also highlights...
the transcript or whatever it is.
Actually, it's difficult because...
Even if
you only ever have one meeting open and those results will be... well, I suppose if you have a local search, then it could cross highlight.
Yeah, that should be possible.
Because, you know, if you get back several different meetings here,
okay,
and you've only got one meeting open, then you can't cross highlight anything.
Although, yeah, this is actually different from how we print it up here. Like, if we're doing a global search, then we are going to do it, like how we said before, and pop up a list of the various meetings that found those terms. And then we'll either, you know, multi-select or, you know, choose the one we want to actually do this. I think multi-select would make the most sense.
What do you mean by
multi-select? Well, just... if there's like three of the top meetings, like we said before, language, we're looking for the word language and get the highest rated ones to actually look for the terms, so we're not loading it out of all 76
mm-hmm.
or 75,
oh, okay,
whatever it is. So the results from that will, you know, narrow down what we're going to use for the local search. Then we'll just do the local search on those ones that are chosen, and if we can.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it will be a bit different from how that is right now. When you do the global search, at least.
In any case, if you left click on a result that is contained in the meeting that is currently open, then it should cross highlight.
Yes.
If
yes.
not, it can't.
Exactly. Okay.
It should be fairly simple to just get the topics and the summaries from using that text extractor.
Yeah, you have to start again. Just do topics. So yeah, you have to get the topics out instead of the segments.
Yeah.
Can you make? Is it very difficult to make another GUI, but only for a global search?
So that we search two different.
Just take that away. The
right.
The local. Checkbox.
That's
actually
yeah,
startup. Fairly. Tab for the startup.
Yeah, because in the startup screen you can't have them.
Yeah, local anyways. Yeah. No, that's easy. Sure.
Yeah, would you make that?
That's quite
handy.
Straightforward.
Everything else can just stay the same, you know?
Yeah.
In fact, you can just leave everything as it is and just remove the checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
Really well.
Yeah.
You're gonna be able to do a global search for topics.
Yeah,
if I
make a just
exactly.
index.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I didn't think bother with that, but cool.
Well,
I didn't
think we were
going to
bother with that. But
well,
it's not first priority, maybe.
Are we bothering with our topic stuff still?
What?
Or is that sort of gone, like our own topic segment? Like, since we can't do the labeling and all the rest, we are still doing our topic segment?
Well,
you are.
Do it enough to make it so we can do some numerical analysis or something.
But we're not
going to
be
at the very least.
We won't be doing a global search on the topics for our topics, since they don't have labels.
No.
label, all the label ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the label twos. Okay.
Yeah. No, we won't be doing that. Well, yeah, even if I happen to manage to make it do some keywords, I don't think we can expect you to also come up with a search.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like.
Well, no, it'll be kind of straightforward. Like, if you're creating XML
if
files.
If I create XML files, whatever, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I did have a look at trying to create XML files. I didn't like it, but I mentioned it. It's not as straightforward as writing an XML file, so it's But it's organising the segment data that it just looks so complicated to get it from the from a plain text file back into organised by who which speaker speaks what and how doing the segment. I think that was the stupidest way they could ever organise it by time, not by speaker. So I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I'm done. Yeah. I just need to just see what Steve says about the reevaluation and then like we'll keep in touch by email for me.
Right.
I guess we'll see when Thursday. And Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't. Do we need another meeting this week?
Probably not. I mean, just get work done. I think that's what I've got to do.
We can just email if we need.
Yeah.
Mm.
I guess.